Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Okay, let's discuss a bit about getting the message out. If you want to know more about the show, if you're just tuning in for the first time, I appreciate it. Thank you. But, you know, if you want to learn more about the show, the kind of stories that we discuss, that we put up, just go over to the website. You'll check it out there, therealside.com. Also, look, the social, I don't even have a name for them, these social justice platforms, or what they believe themselves to be, just nuts here. What you need to understand is they're not only keeping us from making money, they're keeping the message from going out. And this isn't a pitch for money. This is just, they're keeping the smaller guys, if you would, from making any money at this. And that's scary. Because they're taking away our livelihoods. And there are guys that are making less than I am, that were making enough to live on because they loved doing this. And now they're making nothing. Absolutely nothing. I've seen 30-some-odd pages pulled from Facebook, from friends I know, Twitter accounts suspended, pulled down. Every one of these actions hurts us. And you heard me kind of, I don't know if we talked about it in the last hour or not, but some good friends of mine sending me texts and saying, get off of Parler. It's owned by Soros. The left-stream media is moving the same thing that they did to everybody else by holding back information. Now they're letting this leak out all over the place. And they're coming after Parler in places that we're going to. Next, they'll start attacking us for running away from the conversation, but the hypocrites don't understand. We can't have a conversation on Twitter or Facebook. You won't let us. I've got a couple of pages on Facebook, and one of the ones that I was putting some hardcore information on, I got a couple of strikes. I'm not telling you what the pages are, so don't ask. Anyway, and a lot of the posts that we were putting up on that one site, too, we're being grayed out as false information. Right? Being challenged. And some of the links, the best place to go is to my website, therealside.com. Because that's where I put the stories up, the stuff that I believe in, that I know to be truth. And then you have stories up there about how many tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of votes that were flipped. Stories about these voting machines and software. Look, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, we've been on the air about a dozen years now. Maybe a little longer. And I grew up in the computer business. I had a computer business before I went into this. When I say computer business, I don't mean a bunch of geeks in the back room putting computers together. I mean we were doing programming. And we were doing very large networks across the country. And I always said the same thing. Voting on a computer is dangerous. It's too easy to manipulate data on a computer and wipe out the information, and nobody would ever know. You know, I put the scanning thing in, and it takes my vote, and then it shows me who I voted for, and so I'm at ease with that. Well, good for you. Here's the problem. I can give you, you know, what is it? I could put a dress on a pig, it's still a pig. So you get your little cute receipt that shows you who you voted for, or how you voted. So you go, okay, I feel good with that. But inside the machine, there's a whole different recording. Seriously. So I don't trust the machines. I don't care how many millions of votes there are. Okay, I don't know how we have to pull this off before Election Day. If we have to hire more people or whatever, the votes get shut down at 8 o'clock, end of discussion. And you count through the night if you have to. I don't know. But we got to get back to making it. The more complicated we make it. And again, you're talking about software. You're talking about computers that are in 30 of the states, and we know there's been problems. Two security experts came out today and said there are no checkpoints. There's nowhere in the system. It's so easy to beat this thing. It's so easy to make changes. But see, unlike us, they are willing to cheat. They're willing to steal. And I don't think that they're all just evil people, although I think many of them are. I think they really believe that their ideology, their way of thinking, is so right, so sure, that whatever they have to do to take you down, they're going to do it. You know, hit the abortion thing again for a second. I know some of you get nuts when I talk about this, but think about it. They don't even deny it's a life anymore. They've come all the way around to stop talking about the blob, and now they don't believe it's a life anymore. I mean, now they don't tell you it's a blob. Now they won't deny that it's a life. And they'll still say it's the woman's choice to take that life. That's how brazen they've gotten with us. Hey, Joe Messina, your host, Dr. B, joins us the next hour. I mean, after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support
where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Way, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Way, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Way. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Never mind your chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
We are back. This is the Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, we got the, for all intents and purposes, I shouldn't tell you this. I'm going to wait till I know it's working. But the Roku channel was down and nobody said anything. That's sad. I give you people a lot of ways to watch, so I guess that was it. But they're fixing it right now as we speak. Thanks for your patience. Appreciate your time. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, look, I maybe because I'm dull or I've been through it or I don't really know. I don't understand the hate. I don't understand. Look, I couldn't stand some of the stuff that Barack Obama did. I couldn't I was so mad and so irritated when he said, God bless Planned Parenthood. I just about lost my mind. But I didn't go grab a gun or baseball bat. I didn't go to a pro-abortion rally and start shooting up or beating on people. We just don't do that. Civilized people don't do that to each other. And yet I'm watching it happen. And you heard me at the top of the hour start screaming about who raised these kids. Look at them. They're young people out there. Young girls, young boys that are punching 82-year-old women in the face. These cowards, wussies, were beating up on an old guy, and after he hit the ground, they're still kicking him in the head. And I'm sitting there telling you, you know, if you're with BLM, if you're with the violent part of BLM and or Antifa, you need to have a, you all got tattoos, you should get the one that really calls you out. You should get the one, coward, across the top of your forehead. And do it backwards. That way there, when you're looking in the mirror, you'll always know what you actually are, which is a coward. You're a real tough guy beating up on little kids. Does that make you a man? You're really tough when you beat up on older women. Come out to my part of the woods. I guarantee you, you come out to where I'm at, you'll meet some real men. And you may find out what it's all about. Anyhow, no, I'm not pushing violence. I'm releasing my pent-up anxiety. Right, Dr. B? Dr. Bridget Melson joins me to discuss what's going on out there. The craziness going out there. She's got an MS in counseling psychology, a doctorate in psychology with an emphasis on I can't even spell half these words. Neuropsychology, licensed marriage and family therapist at two states. Got a question for her? You want to make a connection? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
Hey.
Calm me down. I'm going to lay on the couch. You calm me down.
Okay. It's hard to be alive right now and hold it together. It really is. You know, I remember the whole going postal, right, back in the day.
Oh, yeah, right. I remember that.
And, God, it's like 50 years. It's a long time ago.
Seems like it.
Yeah. Yeah. And now here we are again, and there's not even a reason is the thing. I mean, not that there was a reason, but, you know, that was work stress, right, and family life wasn't good, and the guy went postal, and now we've kind of thrown that.
You and I have talked about this before, and you're probably tired of talking about it, but the hate that I saw in these people over the weekend.
Yeah,
it's almost like a switch, right?
It is.
You could see
it's going postal.
The emptiness in their eyes. And I'm going,
completely.
You know, I was yelling at the parents, going, "What did you raise here? I mean, what have you done to these kids?"
Well, thanks to the schools and parents keeping them in the schools, and you see principals, you see teachers that are getting reprimanded. Thank goodness. I wonder about the ones that aren't, for speaking out negatively and saying horribly vulgar things about anyone that votes for President Trump, disciplining kids. Suspending kids, calling them out in front of their classroom, in their classmates.
Yep.
So I am at the point, honestly, again, I always like to give a Dr. B advice. One thing that if you only hear one thing I say this entire next 45 minutes is get your kids out of public school. And I know you're on the board, and I'm so sorry. I hope this doesn't affect you negatively. But, excuse me. But unless you're in a ridiculously rural, conservative, you know, area where you know the teachers well, and this is the thing, I know a lot of people have to keep them in, and that's fine. Just know, read books, go over their texts, go over their tests with them, their papers, ask what they're doing, and encourage them and empower them to speak out. Know their teachers. We can't just send them to school. I mean, this is ultimately what's going on here. We can't just send our kids.
You drop your kids off at a daycare center without actually checking it out, an after school program, without hanging out. I don't know about you, but when I used to take my kids to a new church we went to, you know where I hung out? I hung out in the youth church to see what they were teaching and what they were doing with my kids.
Right. Right. But people do. People do enroll their kids because there are no spots left, or they just do. They just do. I wish they didn't, but again, this is what I've done for a living for 30 years, is parenting, being a parenting expert and working with kids and working with parents. And literally, I would say Not all the time, because I have some great clients, but I would say 85% of the time, the parent even drops them off with me. And, you know, I even had a dad throw $300 at me, three $100 bills at me, and said, here, fix her. I don't know what the problem is. And left. And I'm like, well, I don't need to see you. I know what the problem is. And she just looked at me and started crying. She's like, for the first time in my life, you see that it's my dad. It's not me. And I'm like, it's very clear. And he had a golf tournament. And so it's, come on, parents. You've got to be involved. You can't just, and I wish that was a made up story, but it's not. It is for real. And here we're seeing it again. And I even see, you know, my kids get beat up, bullied on, you know, like social media and things like that. They're in a pretty conservative Christian school. So pretty much it's all good now. We're in Texas, but it's ugly out there. The things that I see 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 year olds, you know, the messaging that they hurl out on social media, it's ugly. But look at where they're getting it. Look at where they're getting all of this psychological manipulation. They're getting it from the people they listen to, the rock stars, right? They're musicians. Oh, they're getting it from the actors. They're getting it from Disney. They're getting it.
I want to go back to what I always say to you. And yes. I know you can, one day when I see you in person, you're going to slap me in the head. But
and I've never seen you, have I? We've never met in person. No. That's so weird.
No, there's so many people in this business I don't meet for like 10 years. But so, funny. So here's the deal. Why? Yeah. Was it hidden? Why did our group or groups from the 60s or 70s, even early 80s, why are they much more able to cope with adversity, with nasty stuff? With, you know, I had people call me names all my life because I was an Italian. And right. I didn't stab anybody, didn't go after a baseball bat to beat. I just didn't do it.
Yeah, family life is very different. And we had the community. I don't know about you, but we definitely grew up in, in the neighborhood, and everybody kind of watched over each other, and everybody just demanded respect. And there are other reasons why too. And I'll
we're gonna hit those on the other side of the break. So we're seeing your host here with Dr. B. Don't go far. She's gonna help us all, but like in 30 minutes, like a sitcom, it'll be all fixed by the end of the show. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is expected to cut U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan and Iraq by next January. According to multiple reports, the president is expected to issue an executive order this week, bringing the number of troops down to 2,500 in both Afghanistan and Iraq. There are currently about 5,000 troops in Afghanistan and another 3,000 in Iraq. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell cautioned against the move Monday. On the Senate floor, he said a rapid removal of troops could embolden the country's enemies.
A rapid withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan now would hurt our allies and delight the people who wish us harm.
Iowa has become the latest state to see increased restrictions aimed at slowing the spread of the coronavirus. Governor Kim Reynolds announced Monday a statewide indoor mask mandate, as well as orders capping indoor gatherings at 15 people and closing bars, restaurants, and other indoor leisure facilities at 10 p.m. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed
me. We are back.
Like
you listen to Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732. 5-5-6. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's bring her back on. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does pretty much every week, to try to kick the week off, help us get started, help us deal with the garbage, if you would, from the weekend. So one of the questions, it's like an open sore when I do this here, because I keep bringing this up because it drives me out of my mind, which is why, you know, people made fun of me as a kid, for being Italian and living a certain way, and I had the car that held the Bondo on it. Everybody else had new cars. I never once thought of going to grab a gun or a baseball bat, or if I didn't agree with somebody, you know, pounding them into the ground. It was just not in my thought process. And yet today, these kids, not just entitlement, they have no understanding of life. They have no understanding of rights of an individual. Why can't they cope? You were talking about family before we went to break.
Yeah, just the sense of community, right? And the family and the rules and eating dinner together and discussing everything. And then, you know, we also didn't have all the social media. We didn't have everything streaming into the television. We had maybe at the most, you know, 10 channels to watch, and the news actually was the news. You know, you had certain shows like 60 Minutes if you wanted to cross the line politically and look into a story. Then next you have this generation of entitled millennials now, because parents are letting them be entitled. They're letting them stay at home. They're paying all of their bills. And then when they have to actually go, they go suck the teat of the government because they've been doing that with parents. And then lastly, you've got education. What is college? We used to have a policy sci class. That's it. That's where you discussed politics. That's where you looked at the issues. And even then, I didn't know what my professors believed. And I was a liberal arts major on purpose. I wanted to know, you know, what the other side felt. And I remember I did not know what they even, how they voted But now we do every single class, from music to art to math to English to anything. You know, all of a sudden, we know how our professors feel, and we know, you know, how we need to write. And if we don't, you know, we're at risk. I think people are at risk. In my doctorate, I remember, I think I told this story, but we had a, it's how to counsel couples, and it's all couples, right? LGBT, regular, you know, a Christian, I don't know, heterosexual, all that. And it's a full quarter. I had this, like a whole 9 weeks, and I'm like, holy crap. So, they really got into, of course, the LGBT transgender issue. And I, of course, wrote that I'm going to be unable. I would love to listen and discuss with you, but for me, it just goes against who I am ethically, and as a Christian. So the professor just didn't accept that. And I did everything. I wrote all the papers. I just did it from my perspective, took all the exams, aced everything except for the papers. He kept failing me because he said, of course, you know, I was a bigot and all of this. And I ended up getting a D in the class and of a doctorate program. I got straight A's and this one D. And there's a good example of what we are facing. It's the rest. There were two other Christian friends, Christian, I say that loosely, but they caved and they ended up, oh, my eyes are opened. And that, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to fall for that. So this has all led now to these wishy-washy people that can't think for themselves. You know, no ethics, no values, no morals. You know, parents are just kind of have their phones in their noses in their phones, and it's a mess. We're in a real mess, and
but I think we let that happen. You said it, right?
Yes. These things don't just happen. You know, they're you have to.
Conservative parents, though. Conservatives, religious people.
They're weak.
They let it happen because you know in the days when I went to school, if something, and it didn't just have to be in the Italian world, I can remember, you know, a teacher being disparaging towards other groups other than, you know, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. We used to call them in the day, remember, we used to call them WASPs, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants.
No big deal,
And they would say something against a certain ethnicity. I can remember parents storming into the room and going, we're not going to have this. We're proud Irish, we're proud Germans, we're proud this or whatever, and we're not going to have you disparaging us. We came here for a better life.
Right.
And
it wasn't in a racist way at all. It was just pride in how God made us and where we were from and our heritage. And now, good grief, you can't even breathe. Well, certain ethnic groups can, but others can't be proud. You know, I'm a proud, you know, Irish Scotch, you know, whatever you want to say. I'm privileged. Okay, well, my ancestors came over just like yours did.
I love when they say you're privileged, right? I mean, up until recently, affirmative action, if you were white, you weren't privileged. Not in any way, shape, manner, or form.
No,
if you were going
for
a loan or a mortgage thing, no, privilege didn't
couldn't
work for you.
Couldn't get it.
Either.
Couldn't become a fireman, right? No, couldn't go into law enforcement. My husband was literally told, your grades are great. I love that you graduated from USC, but you're white. You'll never get in. He literally was told that. And he's like, okay. And he just, you know, and did he just go riot and loot? No, he just went back to school and did something else.
Kim,
and
made what's your commercials on TV, Dr. B, right? All of a sudden,
everybody's
there's an overflow of black couples, black
all
families.
Over the place.
There's an overflow of, you know, LGBTQ community. And I'm saying, what a bunch of hypocrites. What, until they started burning down Targets, it wasn't a big deal?
Obvious. It's so obvious. And they're just trying to, psychologically manipulate you. That's what they do. The media, the advertisers. And it's the thing is we don't care. Whatever. I mean, it doesn't bother me. It's just so obvious. I don't know. It's just, I call it, you know, they kind of call it micro manipulation, but it's not even micro anymore. It's so blatant right now, you know, what's going on. You know, Pelosi, all of those people, they're narcissists to the core. And when narcissists don't get their way, what do? They manipulate. They put people together, you know, and try to get groups together and manipulate them and talk them into going and doing, you know, I don't know, rioting, looting, and just raising Cain like crazy. And that's what's going on. They can't accept the fact that other people don't want to, don't think like them, or are rejecting all of their unethical, unbiblical ways. They just can't stand it. Whereas we, right, us conservatives are like, that's up to you. That's between you and God. If you can sleep at night, you're fine. I'm not going to come burn your house down. I'm not going to punch you. I'm not going to cold cock you for no reason.
You don't do that. It's never, we've never acted like that. The funny thing about it is they try to blame it all on us. They try to blame it on the right. Hey, I want to talk to you about the psychological, well, I don't even know what the name of it is, but, you know, they were talking about how the polls affected people, how polls... you know, where they, this was planned out to show that Trump was going to be crushed by high numbers, and that psychologically with people, they would start to feel like, well, my vote's not going to count. I'm not going to go out and do this. This is one of the ways they tried to keep people away. I mean, does that really work? Give some validity to that or cut it down.
100%. Again, there are studies about this. The APA, the American Psychological Association, has a lot of research on that. You can go look it up any time you want. It has a great effect, a huge effect. I mean, look at anything. I mean, if you're, you know, right around dinner time, why do you think they play the, you know, the pizza commercials and the Olive Garden and, you know, all those things? It's, oh, it's very, very, very much a psychological, either a weapon in this case or a psychological tool. So they absolutely researched the methodology of and the effect of coming out with the, and wasn't the media, sorry, I sound like Joe Biden right now, wasn't the media so sided, one-sided about, I mean, they came out full guns calling Biden the second. And even before these states, I was watching it and through a psychologist's eyes, and I'm like, I was like applauding them, like not in a good way, but wow, you guys are bad. You guys are out of the gate.
Yep.
Wicked. I mean, it was incredible to watch.
They were calling states for Biden with 12 or 20% of, you know, votes in, where with Trump, that he was at 70, 75% of the votes, and he's got it, and they're not calling it. And now we know why. Because they were in on it. They knew that votes were dropping after midnight. So they weren't going to call it for him that early.
No, absolutely. And people need to know that, and it's on both sides, but more so nastier, we have found out
Wait a minute. It's on both sides. They have perfected. They have made it an art. They have actually made it a career that they're going to introduce in the colleges if they take over. We're going to go a break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support
where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white goat. This one for them hood girls, them good girls.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Dr. B joins me. She does every week, kind of kick the week off, get things rolling, try to help you deal with some of your anxiety, if you would. You know, hey, we've survived worse. Remember that Civil War thing?
Yeah. It's a little deal.
I really appreciate your time.
No, absolutely. You know, and I'm getting asked here online questions about should people get tested and what's going on and just kind of the fear. They want me to talk about the fear behind all of this. Can I talk a moment?
I ain't getting tested, just so you're clear.
It's like whatever. So yeah, I'm trying to stay off of any kind of news station except for my, you know, my two conservative friendly stations. But NBC down there popped on, and I looked. I just clicked on it, and it's these helicopters flying around, and it's these lines, person after person after person, at Dodger Stadium in cars, like they go for miles and miles. And I'm like, wow. And they're interviewing people, and people are freaked out of their mind. It's like the zombie apocalypse is coming, and Dodger Stadium is, you know, the safe zone or something. It was bizarre to me. So this is when I start getting friends, you know, from California. Dr. B, you know, what should I go? Should I not? And I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. We're just hanging out in Texas. The rates are going up. People are getting over it. We've got a regime down, a medical regimen. Sorry, not a regime. We've got a medical regimen that is everybody's given in Texas, and 48 hours, we're good. Everyone's going to get it. It's just going to happen. Most of us are going to be asymptomatic. So speaking to the fear, is it normal? Should you never feel fear? Should you feel fear? When is it appropriate? So real quick, fear is healthy. I want you guys to know fear is healthy, ultimately. It's hardwired in our brain, right? It's our fight or flight. It's when it's appropriate, you should feel fearful. You know, when God says in the Bible, right, fear not, that means about, you know, your future and about evil and things like that, because, you know, God takes care of us. So that kind of fear you need not have. But yes, when it's appropriate, fear is good. And there's a lot of different kinds of fears, right? But if you have chronic stress because you are exposed to fear, and people around you and politicians around you are making you feel fearful, when the reason why I think people get so upset and get so confused and get so anxious is because their instinct, their God-given instinct, is like, I feel like we shouldn't fear this. I think there are things to do. We have options. If you're more susceptible to, you know, COVID and SARS-related issues, and we've had other SARS, everybody, we've had other respiratory diseases that have come and gone, and for some reason the government didn't freak out about it, then you stay home and you do what you need to. So that's where you should not fear. It's definitely instinctual, but it's not automatic. It's not as automatic. It is automatic, but not as automatic as you think. We've got to remember, and this is what I see so many politicians, especially our liberal governors, they're using fear as a weapon. So fear is part instinct, for sure. It's partly learned, and it's partly taught. And you got to make sure you're not getting too much of the part that is taught and learned. Really listen to your instincts, people, and I want you all to have permission to do that. Just because you have fear doesn't mean you're in danger. You do not need to be in danger to be scared and to feel fear. You can do it just by somebody suggesting the fact that maybe you should be fearful. And then when you do that, you throw out everything. Your inability to concentrate and to figure out on your own what to do by instinct kind of goes away. It's a bit compromised. And I'm sure you're seeing that in California a lot. I am. It's really weird to be in Texas now after 46 years in California, and to kind of sit back and watch that, wow, this is way different than what we're experiencing in Texas. Yet we've got about the same amount of cases right now.
The numbers don't, I know we've been saying this forever, but they don't bear it out.
2.6, they don't.
Yeah.
People are getting better. So
if Newsom was listening to the science that he said he's listening to, those guys should all be shot, because the way he made it sound is that 25% of the people would either have this thing or be dead by it here in California with the way we were going. 2.6%.
Right.
You know, that's fear-mongering.
It is. And if you say those numbers, then the liberals are all, oh, what about that 2.6%? Don't you care about them? And it's like, you know, what about the 500,000 babies that you kill a year? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. So this is where you have to turn off the TV. And just know that fear dictates the actions you take. So you've got to not let that happen. You know, we can freeze, we can fight, we can flight, or we can fright. Those are kind of the four types of fear. And I just want people to not be, don't, that's going to make you more susceptible the more stress you have. So please stop reading everything. You're fine. You're going to be okay. You're probably going to get it. It's going to be a nasty 48 hours. And then make sure that you get to a doctor and get what you need. There's some great options out there now. I've experienced it with very close friends and people that have been in my house. We had our contractor here that did not look good. And I'm like, buddy, you probably need to go get a test. You know, you're white as a ghost. You're coughing. You're in my house. I love you. You know, none of us wear masks. Go get a test. He got a test. He was COVID positive. And he stayed home for like 10 days. He said it was the worst 48 hours, you know, he had experienced. It was like a bad flu.
Yeah.
They gave him what we're giving him, the Z-Pack. He had the inhaler, the nebulizer of budesonide. And he got a shot of steroids. In 48 hours, he was good. He was just kind enough to stay out for, you know, 8 or 9, 10 days. And none of us got it in the house. Nobody.
My wife and I feel like we had it last year around this time.
Yes.
I was one of those guys that, you know, got the sniffles, got the flu, got the whatever. Not really bad around them, but this time it was bad. And it hung out for a couple of weeks.
Fever? And did you guys get a fever and cough and stuff?
Yeah, we had everything.
Yeah.
And I would actually stay in bed about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'd get ready for the show. I'd do the show. I'd get back into bed again. But I'm still here.
Yeah.
To your point, some of you say, well, what about those people who died? Well, look at, do you care about the people dying from, you know, all the other things that go on
exactly.
In hospitals, secondhand smoke? What do we find out that they actually start digging up numbers that 500,000 people die from smoking and or secondhand smoke, you know, 20% of them from secondhand smoke. So why aren't those people going to jail? Why aren't we locking them up? Why aren't we forcing them to quit smoking?
Yeah, but to suggest, right, that just because we look at these actual numbers and put statistics out there, and it's just bizarre that that's what they're focusing on. It's so ridiculously double standard and hypocritical. Let's look at the 98% that we need to open America and keep it open for those people.
Yep.
People are going to die, and it sucks, but every day, not just from COVID. We're all, you know, what, right?
You're
None
wrong.
Of us can escape death. None
you're
of
wrong.
Us.
Everybody dying just from COVID. There was 182 cases of seasonal flu. I think the number was like from 2 weeks ago. And I'm going, wait a minute. So COVID has wiped out the seasonal flu. Why didn't we get it earlier?
It blows my mind. Well, and you look, because I know a lot of doctor friends and the dual diagnosis that's going on, the comorbidity, heart attack. Oh, could have had COVID.
Yep.
Cancer. Oh, probably had COVID. You know, it's like, it's wow. Wow.
If we had known this was going to be a cure for everything from diabetes to lung cancer to everything else, man, we should have brought it on earlier. This is crazy.
I'm telling you, we missed out.
So
fear not, people. Fear not.
We still have, though, a massive issue with kids and teens that are coping. I mean, we're seeing it in the school, you know, to your point, at the school board level and hearing about what's going on and all these wellness centers that we opened that now are pretty useless because the kids aren't there. They're not in them. But, again, give your wisdom for the next minute and a half, 2 minutes to parents on what they need to look for and how they can help their kids get through this.
Right. And we're going to see more of it. We just are. We can't get around it. We're going to see shutdowns. We're going to see school closures continue. And we're going to have a real problem. I wish I could just, you know, say puppies and rainbows and have a magic wand, but we're going to see real psychological issues, parents. So pay attention to your kids. Get involved. Get them off of social media. Get all of the apps off their phone except for one or two. They don't need them. And the more you let them have that and the more they're shut in, the more they're going to go deeper and deeper and deeper into, you know, the web and into social media. So you need to pay attention. You have to pay attention. Right now, this is not only a spiritual awakening. This is a parental awakening that's going on. Or we're going to see suicide. The suicide rate continue to rise. And it's not falling. It's going up and up and up.
Yep. I agree.
So I hope it's a wake-up call.
One last note. I went to a quote-unquote worship fest, or actually it was a protest for a bunch of us Christians who couldn't be together at church. Anyway, so we were there, and after the event was over, you know, to your point, to you never know who you're touching, I had a bunch of people come up to me afterwards and say, hey, appreciate it, been following you for years, and appreciate the fight, appreciate how, you know, you stick up for us. And in the back of my head, I'm thinking, don't thank me. Why don't you take what I said and you go stick up for 10, 15, 20 people? Let's use an old-fashioned pyramid scheme here. And
yep,
get your
100%.
Butt out there and do something. Okay, where do they find you? Quick.
DrBRadio.com. See you guys next week.
See, too easy. DrBRadio.com. God bless. Keep up the good work, Doc. And
thanks.
You've got me for a full hour next hour, people. You'll need your medication. We'll be back in a few minutes.